The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 11, text number 18, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshandas Adhikari, recorded on May 10th, 2007, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 11, text number 18. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sakalvidam Bhagavan Kala Shaktya Guna Pravahena Vibhakta Virya Karodyakar Taiva Nihant Yahanta Cheshta Vibhum Nakaludur Vibhavya Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, by His inconceivable supreme energy, time, causes the interaction of the three modes of material nature, and thus varieties of energy become manifest. It appears that He is acting, but He is not the actor. He is killing, but He is not the killer. Thus it is understood that only by His inconceivable power is everything happening. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word durvibhavya means inconceivable by our tiny brain, and vibhakta virya means divided in varieties of potencies. This is the right explanation of the display of creative energies in the material world. We can better understand the mercy of God by an example. A government state is always supposed to be merciful, but sometimes in order to keep law and order, the government employs its police force, and thus punishment is meted out to the rebellious citizens. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always merciful and full of transcendental qualities, but certain individual souls have forgotten their relationship with Krishna, and have endeavored to lord it over material nature. As a result of their endeavor, they are involved in varieties of material interactions. It is incorrect to argue, however, that because energy issues from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is the actor. In the previous verse, the word nimitta matram indicates that the Supreme Lord is completely aloof from the action and reaction of this material world. How is everything being done? The word inconceivable has been used. It is not within the power of one's small brain to comprehend, unless one accepts the inconceivable power and potent energy of the Lord, one cannot make any progress. The forces which act are certainly set up by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but He is always aloof from their action and reactions. The varieties of energies produced by the interaction of material nature produce the varieties of species of life and their resultant happiness and unhappiness. How the Lord acts is nicely explained in the Vishnu Purana. Fire is situated in one place, while the heat and light produced by the fire act in different ways. Another example given is that the electric powerhouse is situated in one place, but by its energies many different types of machinery move. The production is never identical with the original source of the energy, but the original source of energy, being the prime factor, is simultaneously one with and different from the product. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya's philosophy, Ochuncha Beda Beda Tattva, is the perfect way of understanding. In this material world, the Lord incarnates in three forms, as Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, by which he takes charge of the three modes of material nature. By his incarnation of Brahma, he creates. As the incarnation of Vishnu, he maintains, and by his incarnation of Shiva, he also annihilates. But the original source of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, is always apart from these actions and reactions of material nature.
Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, this verse is very, very important for our proper understanding. We have to understand how Krishna is acting within this world and not acting in this world simultaneously. Everything that is going on here is happening by the potency of the Supreme Lord.
Viskas, kas vyksta šiame pasaulyje, vyksta viešpaties energijos dėka.
But that does not mean that he has to personally take care of every detail.
Bet tai jokių būdų nereiškia, kad jisai asmeniškai turi rūpintis kiekvienu dalyku, kuris čia vyksta.
Krishna is the most powerful personality.
Krishna yra pati galingiausia asmenybė.
Even within this world, we see how a very, very wealthy businessman has his appointed agents who run the business for him. So that he remains free to enjoy. Going to the Riviera, going to Acapulco, you see. In this way, if he's very, very rich, then he can hire, his agents can do everything. Actually, I know one man like that. He has a very successful business, so he has it operating on automatic pilot. And he travels. Actually, he's using the luxury of his free time to help spread our movement in Panama, actually. So, if even an ordinary man who is very powerful, can operate a business at a distance while he does something else, then why can't God do them? Is Krishna something less than a powerful businessman of this world? That could not be possible. Because the potency that allows the businessman to operate his business from a distance, that potency is coming from God.
Iš tikrųjų, ta jėga, kuri leidžia verslininkui vadovauti savo biznį per nuotolį, ateina iš Dievo.
He is empowering thousands and thousands of businessmen to do that.
Krishna jisai įgalina tūkstančius ir tūkstančius verslininkų taip valdyti savo verslą.
So, would it be intelligent to think that he cannot do that?
Argi būtų protinga galvoti, kad Viešpats Krishna pats to negali daryti?
That would be stupid to think that he cannot do that.
Iš tikrųjų, būtų kvaila taip galvoti.
So, Krishna can do them.
Iš tikrųjų, Krishna gali tai daryti.
And he does them.
Ir daro.
He lets the Vishnus take care of it.
Jis leidžia Vishnu pasirūpinti tuo.
And Brahma and Shiva.
Brahma ir Shiva taip pat.
And he enjoys his transcendental lila in the spiritual world.
O pats jis mėgaujasi transcendentinio žaidimo lila dvasiniame pasaulyje.
He is more interested in playing his flute.
Iš tikrųjų, jam labiau rūpi groti savo fleitą.
Then he is in making sure the sun rises on time every morning. That is God. Actually, the sunrise and the sunset are very precise. In every place in the world, they are precisely coming. You can go on the internet and you can look up any latitude and longitude anywhere on the planet Earth. And you can see precisely what time the sun will rise and what time it will set at a particular day. So just see how expert is the management of Krishna.
Taigi pažiūrėkite, kaip tiksliai Krishna viską suorganizuoja.
But it's all going on by his energy. He doesn't have to personally do it.
Tačiau iš tikrųjų visa tai vyksta jo energijos dėka. Jam nereikia asmeniškai rūpintis.
So this is called Dhruvi Bhavya. Inconceivable.
Tai yra vadinama Dhruvi Bhavya, nepasiekima.
Unless we can understand and accept the inconceivable potency of the Lord,
ir kol mes nesuprasime ir nepriimsime, nepasiekime Viešpaties Krishnos energijos galybę,
it is not possible to understand the Lord.
Nebus įmanoma suprasti paties Viešpaties.
If we try to bring him down to our level,
jeigu mes mėginsime nutempti jį iki savo lygio,
our attempts to know God will be a complete failure.
Mūsų pastangos pažinti Viešpatį patirs nesėkmę.
Just like people are bewildered, they say, well, how can God have a form?
Kada žmonės yra visiškai neišmano, jie galvoja, kaip Viešpats gali turėti formą?
If he's omnipresent, if he's everywhere, then how could he possibly have a form?
Jeigu jis yra visur, jeigu jis viską persmelkia, kokiu būdu jis gali turėti formą?
Do you see the trap that they're falling into?
Ar jūs matote, kokie yra spąstai, kuriuos jie pakliuvo?
Do you understand the trap they're falling into?
Ar suprantate, kokie tai yra spąstai?
Do you understand their trap?
Suprantate?
They are trying to make Krishna one of them. They are thinking, well, I have a form and I can only be in one place at one time. So therefore God, he couldn't be have a form and be in every place at the same time. In other words, God has to be a person like them, maybe a little more powerful, that's
all.
But by such approach, one will never understand God. That is called the Aroha Panta, the ascending method of knowledge. If you try to understand God by your own mental speculation, you will never be successful. In Texas, where we have my preaching headquarters is in Texas, in the USA. And there is a very popular fashion that is worn by the Texans.
Ir yra viena populiari mada, kurią
It is called cowboy boots. Yes. It is very popular in Texas. Even businessmen, they wear a business suit with tie, but they wear cowboy boots with their suit. But these cowboy boots, they are very impractical. They are very difficult to put on and take off. So, to make them easier to put on, they have little straps. A strap at the top. Just like you have here, for putting on shoes, we have, what is that, necktie, shoehorn. So they also have a contraption for putting on the cowboy boots. They have little handles that they can hook into the straps. Little handles that they put into the straps on the side of the boot. And then they put their foot and then they can pull like that and get it on their foot. So, and it's said in, there is a saying, you cannot pick yourself up by your own bootstraps. You may try to bend down and put your fingers through the straps on the boot and pull up, but you cannot pick yourself up by doing that. Somebody else could pick you up by your bootstraps if they were very strong. But you cannot pick yourself up by your own bootstraps. So the jnanis, they are guilty of the false logic of thinking that they can pick themselves up by their own philosophical bootstraps. So there are so many nyayas in the false nyayas out there in the ether. This is another one of those false nyayas, the logic of being able to pick yourself up by your own philosophical bootstraps. In Sanskrit, as I mentioned, it is called Aroha Panta, the ascending method. So the furthest that they can go by this ascending method of mental speculation is to the point of impersonal Brahman. By mental speculation, they can come to the conclusion of impersonal Brahman. They may think, oh, very good, now I am Brahman, now I am God. I have achieved nirvana. But there is one problem. And this is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Avruhya krishchena parang padam tata patanchito nadritya yushmad angriyaha. That even though one may rise up to the level of impersonal Brahman by mental speculation, because one has no regard for the lotus feet of Krishna, one patanti, at all, they fall down again into this material existence. You can take off flying in the sky in an airplane. But sooner or later you will run out of fuel and then you have to come down again to the earth. However, if you can go to another planet on your airplane, then there is no more coming down. So the Mayavadis, they want to fly in the sky of Brahman. They are not qualified to land on any spiritual planet, Krishna Loka, Narayan Loka, no planet can they land on. They have no landing rights.
Jie neturi kvalifikacijos ir nusileidimo teisės nusileisti bet kokie dvasinio pasaulio planetoje, tai yra Goloka Vrindavanai.
Simply they are allowed to fly in the sky of Brahman until their gas runs out.
Jiems paprasčiausiai yra leista skristi Brahmano švytėjime, kol jiems baigsis kūras.
And then, patanti yadho, they fall down again. Bloop.
Krenta, bloškėsi žemė.
Is it? So this method of this Roha Panta method is not very good method. One will never realize God by this method. If one wants to realize God, then one must take the other pathway. Avaroha Panta.
Yeah.
That is the descending pathway. Just as someone else can pick you up by your bootstraps. Someone else can pick you up out of this world of birth and death. And that is Krishna. He says, I am the swift deliverer from this ocean of birth and death. So instead of trying to speculate, if we can simply hear the authoritative words of the scripture, then we will get the proper understanding. And then we can act with full knowledge. And we can become rightfully situated in our eternal constitutional position. And this way we can wake up from our sleep in this material existence. So this is called the Krishna Consciousness Movement. It has been formalized as a corporation and a network of corporations by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. Corporation and network of corporations. For the sake of facilitating those persons who want to take advantage of the descending mercy of the Lord. To get out of the suffering conditions of this material existence. So now, if we are intelligent, we will take advantage of this mercy. And if we are foolish, we will hear about it and we will forget about it. You see? We'll let it come in this ear and go out that ear. But the intelligent person, he hears this Vedic wisdom and he says, let me take this deeply into the innermost core of my heart. By taking this knowledge, this Shabda Brahma deep within the heart, Krishna becomes fully perceivable within the heart, actually.
Krishna tampa visiškai pasiekimu mūsų širdyje.
Krishna is already there, actually.
Krishna iš tikrųjų jau yra tenais.
But because we are covered by the modes of material nature,
Tačiau, kadangi mes esame apsupti materialios gamtos būnų,
we cannot see Krishna.
Mes negalime matyti Krishnos.
But actually he is present.
Tačiau iš tikrųjų jis yra tenais.
But by hearing the Vedic wisdom, from the lips of the bona fide guru, from the lips of the bona fide Vaishnavas, then that cloud of illusion which covers our ability to see the Lord, that becomes removed.
Debesis, kuris gaubia mus išsklaidytas.
So, by the grace of the previous acharyas,
taigi, ankstesnių acharyų malonė,
we have gotten this golden opportunity,
mes gavome šitą auksinę galimybę,
to purify our consciousness,
apvalyti mūsų sąmonę,
and regain our original eternal identities,
ir atkurti mūsų pirminę amžiną.
So it is up to us whether we want to take it or leave it. So my question is, what do you want? Do you want to remain an illusion? Or do you want to become a fully enlightened spiritual being? The choice is yours.
Jūsų pasirinkimas.
If you want to become a fully enlightened spiritual being,
jei norite tapti visiškai nušvitusią dvasinę būtybę,
Krishna will give you full facility.
Krishna duos jums visas galimybės.
He will give you guru.
Jis duos jums guru.
He will give you sadhus.
Jis jums duos šventųjų bendrą.
He will give you shastra.
Duos šventraščius.
He will give you mantra.
Duos mantra.
He will even give you prasadam.
Jis netgi prasadam jums duos.
Everything needed, full facility is there. If you want to awaken your original divine consciousness. So now I leave it on your shoulders. What do you want to do? You have heard the choices. Now you use your power of discrimination.
Dabar jūs pasinaudokite savo galią rinktis.
And make your best judgment.
Pasirinkite geriausiai, kas jums atrodo geriausiai.
Thank you very much.
Ačiū jums labai.
Are there any questions?
Ar yra kokie nors klausimai?
All right.
Aš garsiai pasakysiu. Vakar mokytojas pasakė apie Jema dūtas, šiandien gal apie Višnų dūtas galėtų.
So yesterday you have told us about Yamadutas. And today may you tell us about Vishnudutas.
Yes, the Vishnudutas are very wonderful. They have the same features as Lord Vishnu. They're very, very beautiful. They're very sweet and wonderful persons. You would like very much to meet them, I'm sure.
Aš esu tikinęs, kad jums labai patiktų susitikti su jais.
So, you just have to qualify yourself, become pure devotee.
Todėl jūs turite tapti kompetitingu.
And then you can really understand what are the wonderful qualities of the Vishnu Dutas.
Ir jūs pamatysite, kokios yra Vishnu Dutas nuostabios savybės.
But I can give you an insider secret in this connection.
Ir aš jums galiu duoti tam slaptą paslaptį, kaip
Duta means messenger or representative.
Duta reiškia atstovas.
So if you want to meet the Vishnu Dutas, you become a Vishnu Duta. You preach this message of Krishna to everyone. So if you become Vishnu Duta, then you meet with Vishnu Duta. You must always act as the representative of Vishnu.
Jūs visada turite veikti kaip Vishnu atstovas.
Jare deka tari kaha, Krishna upadesh, amara agayo guru, hoya tare edesh. Whoever you meet, you must instruct them in the teachings of Krishna.
Jūs ką jis besutiktumėt, jūs privalote jam papasakoti apie Krišnos pamokymus.
In this way you become guru.
Todėl jūs pats turite tapti guru.
And deliver the people of Lithuania.
Ir išvaduoti Lietuvos žmonės.
If you dedicate your whole life in this way,
jeigu jūs skirsite visą savo gyvenimą šitam reikalui,
to act as the messenger of Vishnu,
veikti kaip Vishnu atstovų,
I can absolutely guarantee you,
aš jums garantuoju,
that at the time of death the Vishnu Dutas will be there with their beautiful lotus smiles to invite you onto their wonderful airplane. Next question.
You said that we are created by example of God, like
by the form
of God.
We are a sample of God.
Yeah, Christians used to say like this.
Yeah, the Bible says that man is created in the image of God. That's right.
Image.
That's right.
Yes. And we know that we also have some material body and some material substance. And we know that Krishna is made all by the spiritual substance, energy. So,
then, is there the same organs like we have, but just spiritual?
Some parts of body and all.
Or what is inside?
Does Krishna have a spleen? Is that what you're asking?
What is spleen?
Well, it's a bodily organ.
Yes.
Does Krishna have all the internal organs? Is that what you're asking?
Klausimas toks, ar Krishna turi visus vidinius organus? Yes, I like some.
Huh?
Yeah, something like.
Actually, the Shriya Upanishad says without veins. Describes the form of the Lord without veins. So you may need veins to keep your body alive. But Krishna does not need veins to keep his body alive. Krishna's body is completely transcendental.
Krishna's kūnas yra visiškai transcendentinis.
I can't hear you.
Klausimas.
Brahma Samhita says, Angani asya sakalendriya vrittimanti pashyanti panti kalyanti chiram jaganti. His body is similar to us looking, but his body acts differently than ours.
Yes. That's why I quoted the Shriya Upanishad, he's without veins.
Taigi Brahma Samhita taip pat sako, kad viešpats yra jo kūnas panašus į mūsų, tačiau jisai viskas yra dvasiškai. Ir mokytas jau pakartojo šį Upanišado citatą, kad viešpats yra be venų.
But Krishna can, he's not obliged to perform bodily functions, like we have to go to the toilet, you see. Krishna is not obliged to do that.
Krishnai nereikia iš tikrųjų vykdyti poreikio kūniško, pavyzdžiui, eiti į tualetą.
Although sometimes for fun he does pass urine and he goes next door and passes urine in the neighbor's house on the floor for fun.
Nors kartais jisai belgiasi taip, kad jisai jokaudamas prišvapina kaimynų urinės.
But he's not obliged to pass urine, you see. That we have to pass urine, then run to the toilet.
Jis tai daro atlikdamas žaidimus, tačiau jis neprivalo to daryti. Neturi poreikio.
Next question.
Norėjau paklausti, kaip įsivaizduoja Kalkio avataro atėjimą ir kada tai įvyks.
He would like to ask you about Kalkio avatar. Then he is going to come. And kaip
ir? Ir kada tai įvyks?
Kaip ir kada?
Kada tai įvyks?
Kaip ir kada? Then and how?
Kalki avatar is coming in 427,000 years.
Kalki avatar ateis po 427,000 metų.
He will ride on a big white horse called Deva Datta.
Jisai
His father's name will be Vishnu Joshi. And the exact name of his village is also mentioned in the scriptures. And he will carry a big, big sword. And he will annihilate all the demons. At that time, there will be no brain in the population for understanding Krishna conscious philosophy. The human species will be reduced to mere pygmies. In that time, if you can reach the age of 25 years, you'll be considered a grand old man. There will be no fruits, no flowers, no vegetables. So what will you eat? Everybody will be cannibals. If you invite someone over for dinner, that means you're going to eat them. So it will be a very bad time. And Kalki will come to relieve all of these poor demons from their horrible suffering condition. He will cut off their heads with his sword. And whoever gets killed by Kalki avatar, they will immediately get salvation. And then a new Satya Yuga will come. So, if you join this Krishna consciousness movement, you will not be here at that time, you will be in the spiritual world. So we advise you to fully surrender now to Guru and Krishna, so that you can escape the cycle of birth and death. Otherwise, you can wait around for Kalki if you want. Next question. All right, he had his hand up before, previously. So, well, you know.
Laikas, how? How time is affecting the modes of material nature?
How does time affect the modes of material nature? Yes. Under the influence of time, the mode of goodness is sometimes predominant. And then again, by the force of time, sometimes the mode of ignorance is predominant. And then by the force of time, sometimes passion is predominant. Time keeps shifting these modes around. Just like even within the course of 24 hours a day, the early morning hours, Brahma Muhurta, that is Sattva-guna time. And then when the sun comes up, it becomes Raja-guna time. And then when the sun sets, it becomes Tama-guna time. Therefore, we request all of our members that you rise early during the Sattva-guna time and you chant your 16 rounds before the sunrise. Take advantage of the early morning hours, the Sattva-guna time. As long as you remain under the influence of time, you will remain under the influence of the modes of nature. So you must get out of the influence of time. You must come to the timeless identity of the self. You must come to the timeless identity of the self. Jivera svarupahoi krishnera nityadav. If you come to that position, then I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. And you can fully embrace that mood. Then, by that adjustment of consciousness, you will regain your original timeless identity. Beyond the modes of nature. By the Guru, mercy of Guru and Krishna, one can achieve this divine consciousness. Krishna consciousness. Next question. All right.
So material world belongs to Krishna, and we say that it is illusion. That material world is illusion. How to understand this?
You may say it's an illusion.
Jūs galite sakyti, kad yra iliuzija.
But that is confusion.
Tačiau tai yra nesusipratimas.
That is the position of the Mayavadis.
Tai yra Mayavadžių pozicija.
They say, Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. The spiritual world is real and the material world is an illusion.
Jie sako, kad vasinis pasaulis yra realus, o materialus pasaulis yra iliuzija.
But this material world is also the energy of God. Do you think it's a nice thing if you say it is false? Therefore I say, if you say it illusion, then I say you are in a state of confusion. This material world is real. This table is real. How it's holding up the Bhagavatam if it's an illusion. This material world is real. So why do we say illusion then? Because it's not what it appears to be. That's the illusion. It's not illusory. It is real. But it is not what it appears to be. Now I will give you a graphic example to help you understand. Just imagine some man here in Kaunas. In one dark, cold, snowy, icy night in January. He goes to the movie theater. And he sees a wonderful movie called The Blue Lagoon about the Fiji Islands. And he's sitting there in the theater. And he's seeing the Blue Lagoon. It's in the ocean, off the ocean, like a pond of water off the ocean. Blue Lagoon. It is a beautiful water spot on the ocean in the beautiful tropical South Sea Islands, Fiji Island. So he's feeling, oh, this is so wonderful. Here I am in the South Pacific. So he's not really in the South Pacific. He's sitting here in Kaunas. And it's cold as hell outside. And he has to walk home after the movie. So it's an illusion to think that he's in Fiji. But does that mean that what he's seeing is an illusion? What he's seeing is real. But it's not what it appears to be. So what is our Kaunas gentleman actually seeing there? He's seeing a movie screen. The movie screen is real. He's seeing some light bouncing off the movie screen, which has been sent from a projector up above. That's real. The light is real. The screen is real. What's coming out of the loudspeakers in the movie theater, that's actual sound. So, it's a reality, but it's not that he's actually in Fiji. So this material world is real. Your body is real. But the illusion is, you think, I am this body, I am male, I am Lithuanian. That's the illusion. So you should never think that this material world is an illusion. How can it be an illusion? It's God's energy. Therefore, it is real. But it's not what it appears to be. The illusion is it appears to be a place of enjoyment. When in fact it is nothing more than a place of suffering. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartinurjana Mamupechit Konteya Punar Janmana Vijite. You see. Next question.
Krishna has many devotees who serve him, and he loves all of them. And there is devotees who serve in material world, and there is another devotees who serve in spiritual planets. So does Krishna discriminate them, those who serve in material world and those who
better? Who is better? Which devotee is better? Is he discriminated?
There's no question of being better or worse. One simply serves Krishna according to the desire of Krishna. The pure devotee can serve Krishna in the material world or the spiritual world. You simply become the fully surrendered devotee of Krishna. That's all. A devotee in the material world who is a pure devotee, he's as good as any pure devotee in the spiritual world. But according to comparative analysis, given by the words of
Krishna,
there is no one more special than the one who preaches. And preaching is the special feature of this material world. So, to be a devotee in this material world is a very special opportunity. Because it gives you the opportunity to become the dearmost servitor of the Lord.
tai teikia mums galimybę tapti brangiausiu Viešpaties tarnu.
So therefore my request to you is this.
Todėl mano klausimas yra jums ir prašymas.
Kindly dedicate your entire existence for preaching this Krishna consciousness movement.
Paskirkite visą savo egzistenciją Krishna sąmonės judėjimo pamokslavimui.
There will be no more, and if you do that, there will be no one more dear to the Lord than you.
Jeigu tai padarysite, Viešpačiui nebus nieko brangiau nei jūs.
Is that all right?
Ar tinka toks atsakymas?
Next question.
She heard you saying that when you come here, that there is Vaikuntha in the temple,
yeah,
the place, and she's asking, is it permanently regular or sometimes it comes above material goods?
No. This ever since
in residence of the temple, but it sometimes they get down.
Sometimes it's not my Vaikuntha. No, this place is always Vaikuntha.
Yeah,
every time I come here, it's Vaikuntha. I've come here many times, and every time I come here, it's Vaikuntha. So as far as I can see, this is always Vaikuntha. Yeah. Let's see, you were waiting, right? Yeah.
There is said that Krishna has nothing to do, and all is done by Vishnu. Mm. So, but Vishnu is also Krishna. How understand this?
Yes. Yes, Krishna at the office is Vishnu.
Krishna savo ofise vadinamas Vishnu.
When the Lord is at the office, he's called Vishnu. And when he's at home, he's called Krishna. Next question.
Sayings and proverbs, and all of them are related to God's topics.
To God's topics?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there is also one saying that a stupid man is beaten even in the church.
He says that
a stupid man could be beaten in church also.
Could do what in the church?
Beaten. Could be beaten.
He could be beaten?
Yeah.
In
a church.
What kind of man was it?
Church.
In a church.
A man can be beaten in a church.
Yeah, or temple.
Stupid man can be beaten in a church. Okay.
He's beaten in everywhere, and also in the church.
Okay, he can be beaten everywhere. Okay.
Can you comment on this?
What kind of being physically beaten or being defeated?
Both.
Yeah. He is a stupid man. He is always under the influence of the material nature. Durga Devi, she has three tridents on her spear. She has a trident, a three-pronged trident. Adiatmic, adibhautic, and adidaivic miseries. And she is always beating the living entities with this trident. Stabbing them. She is always stabbing. So, if a person is stupid, they will always be jabbed by Maya, by Durga Devi's trident. It doesn't matter if they're on the street or in the temple, wherever they may be, they'll always be jabbed by the trident. This is confirmed by Srila Prabhupada. When a materialist looks at the deity, he says, oh, that's a brass statue. So he does not see Krishna. He is being beaten by the modes of nature. Even if he's standing in front of the deities, he's being beaten in the church. Because he has material vision, he does not see God standing in front of him. But the devotee of the Lord, when he stands in front of the deities, he can see, oh, here is Nitai Gaurachandra. And if he goes out under the streets of Kaunas, he sees, oh, this is the city of Nitai Gaurachandra. So he is never beaten by the material nature, because everywhere he goes, he sees either Nitai Gaurachandra or the property of Nitai Gaurachandra. So the devotee, he can go everywhere and he is never beaten by the material nature. But the non-devotee, he's constantly being beaten by the whips of the material nature. In the temple, out of the temple, wherever he goes, he's being beaten by the whips of the material nature. Being jabbed by Durga Devi's trident. Next question. Last question, yes.
May it be possible that there will be no any living entities in the material world ever.
Yes, even if all the living entities from this material world can be delivered back to home, back to Godhead. Just like, let's say there's a prison and it's full of millions of prisoners. And the governor comes and he says, I pardon all of you, and he completely empties out the prison. Even if Krishna, our Lord Chaitanya, delivered every single living entity back to home, back to Godhead, right now, there are so many living entities who are falling out of the spiritual world at every minute, it will immediately fill up again. The material world will fill up again with conditioned souls. Even if everyone goes back to Godhead right now, even if every jiva in this material world goes back to Godhead right now, this material world will again fill up with conditioned souls. So don't be afraid to preach. That I wouldn't want to preach, because if everybody went back to Godhead, the Kaunas would become a deserted city. You don't have to think, well, I don't want to preach, because then what happens if my preaching is successful and everybody goes back to Godhead? You understand my point? Don't worry about delivering the conditioned souls by distributing Prabhupada's books. There'll still be more conditioned souls to take their place. So this material world will always be populated. It does, however, it does go through cycles of manifestation and non-manifestation. Every time Mahavishnu inhales, the whole thing goes into suspended animation within the body of Mahavishnu. And then when he exhales, everyone comes out and takes up where they left off in their karma chakra. But if you will surrender yourself to Guru and Krishna, you will not have to stay in the cycle of breath and death. So Krishna is telling you, you must surrender. And get free of this karma chakra. Do you want to do that? You're not sure? Well, you come here and study our philosophy more, and gradually you will get a deep understanding of what is in your highest self-interest. This is not a brainwashed cult or a sectarian religion. We are teaching the highest science, the science of self-realization. If you can study very deeply these books, you will be amazed at how incredibly wonderful this philosophy is. So we'll stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.